Okay, so again, we're on page 85, Siman Kuf Nun Dalad. Today, Tess, top line. Hamis Nazim Sefer Torah, people who donate a Sefer Torah to a shul, usually. And they leave a cover. They also give a cover. So you can use the cover for any sefer, not necessarily their sefer Torah that they donated. But any sefer Torah. Shaladas kulan hukdushu, because that's when they gave it, when they donated the sefer Torah. They donated it for that reason. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to go on their Torah; it could go on any Torah. Mishpura says, and certainly if the Gizbarim, the treasurer of the shul, bought a Sefer Torah, bought a cover, so they could use it for anything. Right. That's what they did. That's what was the intent. Avo, however, manichim bebateihem, bebatam, but let's say they bought a Torah and the Torah was put in their house. Reuven bought a Torah and he kept it in his house. And then he changed his mind and gave it to a shul. Okay? Kivan Shaldas also sefer naaseh v'nishtamesh bo also sefer. So since when they made the sefer and they had made this cover, they made this cover, or they use this cover for this Sefer Torah, right? And they used it for this Sefer Torah. Also, a nichov Sefer Torah acher. You can't put on another Sefer Torah. It just has to be for this Torah. The Mishnah Berurah brings an interesting reason, because the Mishnah Berurah says, and we'll see an argument about this, because this opinion holds that you can't move something from one Kedusha to a same level Kedusha. So in other words, in the first case, we assume that they gave it to go on anything. But here in this case, since it was their Torah, and they used this cover for that Torah, and they used it that way, and then only later they made a communal, so you can't take this cover and put on another Sefer Torah, because even though it's going to another Sefer Torah, which is the same level, this opinion holds you can't transfer from the same one to another at the same level. But v'yesh matirim, some say it's okay. Even in this case, even in the second case, where the guy used it for his own personal Sefer Torah, and then he gave it to the shul. So even in that case, you could take the cover off and you could put on any Sefer Torah, according to the second opinion. The Rama says, v'chein do'agim ha'akshav mishum delay based in mas na'olayim lin ho'kein. And the Rama says that's the custom, that we do switch covers from one to another, because that was the intent, based in whatever desire that we discussed this yesterday, that it could be used interchangeably. Let's see. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that really it's best to go according to the first opinion. Now, again, so that would be, again, the case is the second case. Somebody had a Sefer Torah. It was their own private Sefer Torah. And then they used it as their own private Sefer Torah and had their own private cover on it. And then they decided to give it to a shul. So now, really, it's best we should keep that cover with that Torah and not use it with other Torahs. Okay, you think this is a weird case? You think this is a weird case? This case here, right here in the shul. we have this case, exactly the same.
When they changed the offer to a white one for your kippah.
Yeah, but that's different.
So then when you put back the old one, you don't really know which one belonged to what.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We know because they're different sizes.
But when,
and also
when
you know.
The same sizes.
Right, well, that's the second opinion. The second opinion says you could go side to side, the same thing. It doesn't make a difference. Right? You go from one Kedusha to the same Kedusha, the second opinion holds, if they're the same Kedusha. We have this case here in the shul. In fact, we have it might be a simpler case, because we have a Torah here in the shul that is lent to us. I mean, it's for $1 a year, and I don't know if we paid them in a long time, but actually we did. One of the family member came to sell chametz a few years ago, and I gave him $20 to just rip off of a few years at one time. But we have a Sefer Torah here that's a family Sefer Torah, and a family crown, in fact. We rent it. So the Shiloh would be, and this will come up, you know, you can imagine this comes up, because we change the covers, you know, like Mr. Bencher just said, you know, like Rosh Hashanah, so we change the white, change back. Okay, so now the question is, let's say, they gave a white cover also. So the question is, whatever, whether it's the white cover or the color cover, does that cover have to go on that Torah? So the answer is, according to this halacha, yes. Because this was a family Torah, was in their family, was in their house, I think, or their grandfather's house for years, and then the grandfather died, their father passed away, so then what do we do with this Torah? We're not going to keep it in our house. So we might as well have a shul use it. So you let the shul use it. So we rent it. So again, the issue is, could we change from one, could we use a different cover on it? So the answer is, the Mishnah Berurah says we should. We really shouldn't do that. Okay. Let's just do Yud very quickly, because then we'll start off with Yud Aleph tomorrow. Hanogim lahaniach ha-Torah sefer Torah. Oh, it's very appropriate today. Hanogim lahaniach ha-Torah sefer Torah b'rosh ha-korah b'siyom ha-Torah eim ochim yadam. Today, Rand was very nice. He took that crown, which was given by that family. So, you know, it needed some repair. So Rand just brought it back. He took it last night and polished it. It looks gorgeous. And he fixed it. It's all, the bolts are back. And Yash Kok around. He did a beautiful job. So, again, we're talking about the crowns. Crowns of a Sefer Torah. So the Machaber says it was a custom to take the crown of the Sefer Torah and put it on the head of those people, Chasen Torah. You put on the head of Chasen Torah, or maybe Chasen Bracious too. So the Machaber says, "Ein mochim b'yadam." You shouldn't admonish them. So now, based upon what we said before, that doesn't make sense, right? A person might be holy, but we're talking about something that's used for a Sefer Torah, right? So the let's see. Let's finish the Machaber quickly. Aval menichem also rosh. But if they put the crown on the top of a head of a chassan, that's not good. Chassan Torah, we're not going to, he says, ain't mochim b'yadam. We won't protest it. Doesn't sound like it's so good, but we won't protest. But if they put on the head of a chassan, the Torah crown, onto the head of a chassan, that we got to draw the line. Okay, so you know, we'll stop here for tonight. And tomorrow we'll discuss what's the difference between those two cases. That's why it's like a mishmash. You could think about what's the difference between the two cases, chasen Torah and chasen. And then tomorrow, b'li neder mitzvah Hashem, hopefully, we'll get into a fascinating halacha. I mean, all halacha is fascinating, but this is even more fascinating. And that is, what happens if a goy donates something to a shul? Could you use it? Like candles. And then we'll see a fascinating Mishnah Berurah Bir Halacha of what happens, take that to an extreme. How about if you have a house of worship, non-Jewish house of worship, and all of a sudden, presto changeo, you could use it for a yeshiva or a shul. And there's a few cases of those I know. One here in Los Angeles, okay. So, unfortunately we hear the other way around. But again, so we're gonna get into that whole fascinating issue about, could a guy donate something to a shul? Could you buy something from a, right? Buy candles from a, you know, they're recycling them from the church. Well, actually, the case is very interesting that the gabbai, the shamus of the church has a side business, evidently. Oh, we won't get into that, but we'll see about that.